I want to introduce you to a young singer and songwriter who I recently heard for the first time. Her name is Janelle Monae, and her music reminds me of the eclectic hip-hop group Outkast. I guess that's no surprise considering the group's co-founder, Antoine Big Boy Patton, co-executive produced Monae's new CD, Metropolis, The Chase Suite. Jody Rosen wrote in Rolling Stone, Monae has been called the female Outkast with reason. She has a skill for pulling off extravagant fashion statements and genre-defying musical tastes. Janelle Monae's new CD is jointly released by her own record label and Sean Combs' label, Bad Boy. Her original ambition was to be on Broadway, and as you'll hear, her music is pretty theatrical. Several of the songs on the CD are about her fictional creation, android Cindy Mayweather, who lives in the year 2719. This track is called Violet Stars, Happy Hunting.
I'm an alien from outer space. I'm a cyber girl without a face, a heart or a mind.
I'm a product of metal. I'm a product of the man.
That's my guest, Janelle Monae, from her new album, Metropolis. Janelle Monae, welcome to Fresh Air. I really like your music. Now, what we're hearing is a very theatrical production, and it's all about a character. I mean, you have this whole, like, cyborg fantasy. You have this whole futuristic fantasy that's enacted on your album. And in your videos, you are in costumes, and, I mean, it's theater. And in fact, your idea was to be in theater. You wanted to be in Broadway musicals. And before ending up in Atlanta, where you live now, you went to New York after high school to study music there and hope to get onto Broadway. Why was Broadway your first ambition?
Well, I've always loved, you know, music and theater. So the first thing was to combine those two. But in high school, I was heavily involved in musical theater productions, and it was a time where I felt most free on stage. I really did have lots of ideas in my own mind. I had lots of musical theater ideas myself, and I wanted to connect with other people who I thought were similar to me. There are times when I'd just be in Walgreens or the doctor's office or somewhere, you know, normal in a natural environment, and I'd just break out into song and come up with characters and go home and write about it. And so I wanted to meet others like myself so I didn't feel so odd or weird. I wanted to interpret art and music the way that I saw it in my own mind.
Now, I want to play another track from your new CD, Metropolis, and this is called Sure. Sincerely Jane. And this isn't about being in outer space. This is about being in the inner city where there's problems with crack and gang banging. And is there a story behind writing this song?
Well, it was a letter written to me from my mother. I had left, you know, Kansas. I grew up in Wyandotte County, one of the poorest counties in Kansas. And, you know, at an early age, I was exposed to those, you know, around me who had gone to really dark places in their lives because of drugs. One of the lines that I've written, are we really living or just walking dead? And that's just a question that I've asked myself, and I've challenged people in my life to ask themselves too, because there's a big difference, of course. You know, a song can change your life, and I've always hoped that whoever listened to that tune, they were able to really self-evaluate and figure out a way to live. And so, yeah, the lyrics are pretty self-explanatory, but they come from a true experience and a place that my mom, you know, told me to just stay away, you know, because this is what's going on in your neighborhood. So,
one more thing before we hear Sincerely Jane. The arrangement on this is fantastic. There's like French horns and timpani. Can you talk about the arrangement and why you wanted something this big behind you?
Sure. Well, I've always had a deep admiration for the orchestra, and I visit here in Atlanta as often as I possibly can, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. You know, we've been a huge supporter, too, of James Bond and Shirley Bassey. She's one of my favorite vocalists. And what we wanted to do, we wanted to make the French horn cry because, you know, the letter was so touching. And I wanted people, when they listened to it, to actually hear those French horns crying and those strings, you know, pleading, you know. And with my voice, I wanted it to touch the corners of their heart.
Okay, well, let's hear it. This is Sincerely Jane from Janelle Monáe's new CD, Metropolis.
Left the city, my mama, she said, don't come back home. These kids round killing each other, they lost their minds, they gone. They quit in school making babies, drinking belly reads. I'm going off to their war. Lord have mercy on them. 1, 2, 3, 4 little cousins is round here selling dope. Why, daddy, your uncle is walking round strung out.
That's Janelle Monáe from her new CD, Metropolis. So how did you actually get out from your neighborhood in Kansas City to study in New York? Did you get a scholarship?
Yeah, I did. I did. I got a really cool scholarship for the American Musical and Dramatics Academy, and it was the only school I had applied to. So, I mean, I was really like, okay, hopefully this works. You know, this will be my golden ticket. And to make it into that program, you know, was really a defining moment for my life. And my life really depended on that moment.
Did you have an audition? And if so, what did you sing for the audition?
Wow, I did. I had an audition and I sang, what did I sing? I was, I want to say I was Cinderella in the production in my high school. And so there was a song called In My Own Little Corner, which I really connected to emotionally for some strange reason. But yeah, it was from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. And I've always loved them too. You know, they gave me my first real connection with strings,
mm-hmm.
because of the songs, the tunes that they would compose. That's when I first fell in love with strings, was when I was in that production.
Can you sing a few bars of that song?
I think it was, in my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wing of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. So, yeah.
Well, I can see why you related to that. That sounds exactly like the story you've been telling us about your life.
Yeah, it's really, really true.
Now, I want to play another song, and this is from an album that you released. I don't know if it was on your own label or what, but it was before your new album. And it's called Janelle Monáe, The Audition. And this track is called Cindy. And it sounds a little like the story you're telling us about somebody who wants to sing and who wants to be a star and doesn't really find a place for herself.
Cindy is a song that's just about appreciating oneself. There was a point in time in my life where I searched, and even when I got into the recording industry, there was a way that people, you know, would try to get me to go because it was most safe and conventional. And I've always had a burning fire, a heart like, you know, James Brown, and I know that. And I knew that, you know, my gift isn't and was not going to be easy, you know, to just for people to accept, which is fine. And I had to come to grips with that. So in writing Cindy, I just talked about that journey, that small journey in which I pondered, and I really, you know, toyed with the idea of blending in. But at the end of the day, you know, that wasn't going to work out.
Well, let's hear it. And this is from Janelle Monáe's first album, a self-released CD called The Audition. And this is Cindy.
As I search for a home and a place to belong, I find it hard to fit in. I need lots of pretty girls in this fantasy world, waiting for their turn to shine. So
that's Cindy from Janelle Monáe's first self-released CD called The Audition, and her new CD, which is a collaboration between her label and Sean Combs' record label, is called Metropolis. Now, as we can hear, you have a voice that really could have made it on Broadway. Like, you have a beautiful, you know, legit-sounding voice. But what you're singing now is, in a beautiful voice, is like your own breed of hip-hop. Did you feel like you had to change your voice in any way to when you changed your aspirations from Broadway to hip-hop?
Well, you know, no, I actually didn't. You know, I don't really categorize anything that I do or say. Oh, you know, this is the genre that I'm trying to go into. And, you know, still to this day, I don't have a name for necessarily what I call my sound or what it is that we're doing. It's one of those things where, you know, I don't force anything, and by nature I think that I've always been drawn to women like Judy Garland, who always kept a very classic and timeless voice. Even Anita Baker at times. I love her voice as well. So, you know, taking those out would just be taking a part of me away.
Janelle Monáe, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you again, Terry. It was my pleasure.
Janelle Monáe's new CD is called Metropolis, The Chase Suite.